Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I just gotta believe there is goodness around the corner. Something better is in store for me. Someday I will see. There's a reason for all these tears. There's an answer to these prayers. I just gotta believe.
You gotta believe that it's gonna work out just like you knew it would. You gotta believe that you're gonna finish strong no matter what's going on. You're gonna finish strong. Yes, there is a rainbow behind the cloud. The sun is pushing it out. You gotta believe. Yes, so much more. If you only believe, there's so much more. God wants to open another door, but you got to believe for it. Hallelujah. Just got to believe. You got to believe the word of God above everything, brothers and sisters. And I'll get into that in a moment. But you have to believe. And what you believe is important. And how you believe what you believe is important. And I'm going to say that one more time. How you believe what you believe is truly important. Probably, that's probably the most important thing there is. Is how you believe what you believe. See, because the devil believes and he trembles at the very presence of God. But he won't act on it. He won't act on one word. He won't live righteous. He can't. There's none in it. So happy to have each and every one of you all to join this broadcast today, The Word at Noon. We ask Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio, he should be so kind to give us a word of prayer, and then we'll continue. And before she comes, let me again apologize. Make sure everybody hearing this. I apologize for yesterday. We had some technical difficulties, but it seemed to be have worked itself out at this time. Pastor Bill.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that song. You just gotta believe. Amen, amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. And it says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today thanking you for this, for the listeners, those that are listening by internet. Thank you for our pastor as he teaches the word, Father God. Open up our hearts and our mind to receive this word and our hearts, Father God. We're praying for all those who've asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer, all those that are sick and shut in. We, in your word, it says, by your stripes we are healed. Be with the bereaved families and those that are going through. You said you will keep the imperfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Father God, we're praying today for our pastor, continue to keep him covered under the blood of Jesus, protecting him from danger seen and unseen as he continue to teach this word of God. Lord, bless each and every one in a mighty way, Father God. And we give you praise for all things, Father God. Now crown our head with wisdom and knowledge and understanding from on high. In Christ Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. And we want to kind of pray a special prayer for Evangelist Renee. The Lord just really continue to put prayer in my spirit. And we want to make sure that we, and we want to pray for those people in Kentucky. That was a devastating flood. Pray that God continue to strengthen those people. And also the people out in California, where that fire is at. It's a bad fire. But there is a fire you can't put out. They might put that one out, but there's a fire you can't put out. And people don't talk about it. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear about no fire and brimstone. They ain't trying to hear it. All these other, but you need to know the good, bad, and the ugly.
Amen.
That being said, thank you so much, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. Now, we've been talking about repositioning ourselves. And I made a statement the other day. God repositioned us. He gave us that opportunity. Remember we talked about Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. Our spirit was created in his spirit for good works, which God had ordained this stuff before the foundation of the world. We didn't have anything to do with it. You, God been called this shot.
Amen.
That good works was planted by the Father. It was. It was planted by the Father. You didn't have no choice in the matter.
Amen.
And it really, did he give us the opportunity to see what he did? He given us the opportunity to enter into this. And he says, now, if you're entering into it, then you will have, you will be without a spot or wrinkle, according to Ephesians 5:27. There was another scripture that we talked on a little bit yesterday, because if he say that we are his body without blemish or before him, the Bible says in Ephesians 1:4, he has the ability to present us without blemish before the Father. He can do that. And listen, brothers and sisters, that's what this is all about. The old man is dead. Remember, old things are passed away. We don't have, once you become, let me tell you what, Once you become saved, really saved, fireball, call it what you want to call it, but your light, you see the light and you see the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Once you come to that place, you don't have no past. It's everything new because you become a new creature. Old things are passed away. So you don't have a past now. It's all new. The new creation do not have a path, an old path.
Mm-hmm.
I just find it fascinating. The new creation don't have an old path. And this new creation, brothers and sisters, is about righteousness. It's about believing. It's about God imparting his life in us. And in St. John 6:47, I'm going to have Pastor read that. St. John 6:47.
From the King James. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me hath everlasting life. Amen.
So it is God's life being imparted in us. And it will produce the God stuff, because that's what seed is being sown. So he says, I'm telling you the truth here. Truly, truly. Verily, verily.
Yeah.
I'm telling you the truth. He that believeth, and that's not to be taken lightly, but he that act on his word have eternal life. We have eternal life that has been imparted in us. The God very nature. Matter of fact, if you just believe on his name, 1 John 5:13 says, if you'll just act on his name, you'll have eternal life.
Yeah.
Pastor read a scripture a while ago. Brother and sister, you're royalty because you have imparted, God have imparted his nature in us. The nature of God. That's what we possess. Eternal life. That's what God is. Eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
So the nature of God is now. That's if we have the nature of God. Is now. It's not after a while. It's eternal life.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now what we need to do is we need to act like we got the nature of God living in us. We are to give the nature of God the right of way within our hearts and within our souls.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, this will cause us to grow. I mean, I said marvelously, we will grow marvelously.
Thank you.
Others will not even understand. They'll think you went to some special school.
All right.
Because this knowledge goes beyond reasoning. Why? Because we have let God's nature gain the sentence in us. And God's nature have to dominate us. God's nature wants to control us. And if we have the nature of God, we will do the things the nature of God say to do. And then you'll understand 1 John 4:4. He said, we are God's little children. So if we're God's little children, what made us God's little children? Because we have the nature of God living in us.
Amen.
No reason. I'm going to let Pastor read that. Is it 1 John 4:4? Read that, Pastor. Brothers and sisters, you got to start believing that the nature of God is in you, living in you. And if so, you're going to talk God stuff.
Okay, 1 John 4:4.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen.
That's God in you. That's God's word living in you. That's the great thing that living in you. That's a mighty scripture, brother and sister. And when you think about it, what's in you really desires the higher level. Well, maybe I shouldn't even say desire. It demands the highest level of life when we've ever lived. Is to show God he's welcome to live in us. To show God let your ability live in us.
Yeah, yes, Lord.
Lord, you can put a demand on our life at any time. But we who are able to understand this present, the Father without sense of condemnation. So when we stand before the Father, it ain't a guilt. When we stand before the God, the Father, we want to bless him.
Yeah,
we want to bless him. We want to thank him. We want to spend all day thanking. We don't want to be on our knees asking all day long to forgive us, because we already know he has forgiven us.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
But we want to show the world what's living in us.
Mm-hmm.
What's growing inside of us?
Yeah.
Remember what Jesus said? Jesus said that all things were possible with the Father.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. And he says, and all things are of God.
Mm-hmm.
I just thank God for that. It's so awesome. It brings forth fruit for those that will continue in this truth. You're going to bring forth fruit.
Yeah. Amen.
In John 14:12, will you be so kind to read that, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor.
Sister, remember, all things are possible to him that believes. That's what Matthew 19:26 says. All things are possible to him that believes. Now, if you believe and you acting on it, it's possible. I've had people tell me, well, that ain't possible. This is impossible. No, that's because of your level of belief. It don't have nothing to do with reality. Reality is, all things are possible to them that believe. Now I'm going to give you a scenario before she finds this. Like, for instance, they used to treat people of color with all kind of crazy stuff. Like, okay, you want to be free? Yes, sir. Yes, sir, master. I want to be free. Then they'll make some bubble syrup, and they say, okay, count the bubbles. Tell me how many bubbles you see. They made all these bubbles. Count these bubbles. Now, from the natural, you say, oh, man, you can't do that. So I might well go on back because I ain't going to be free. Because you don't believe. But for a person that believes, guess what they start doing? They start counting.
Yeah.
And how about some of the bubbles start dissipating?
All right.
Think about it. See, all things are possible to them that believe. In other words, them that will act on the word of God. Everybody don't act on the word of God. They may say they do. They may say they believe. And Jesus had a message for them as well. But listen, man, the devil believes, but he won't act on the word of God. He trembles at the word of God. He trembles, but he won't act on it.
Yeah. Amen.
I was trying to explain to somebody the other day that we don't go to church, we be the church. Well, I don't quite see it like that. I think we still need to go. Well, see, that's what you believe. Does mm-hmm. that make you right? No. Did that make me right? No. Well, what makes what's right is the Word of God. Then you get the Word of God and you show it to them. I said, show me where I'm supposed to go to church. Just show it to me. They can't mm-hmm. come with it. But I can show you where you're supposed to honor Christ as the high priest in the sanctuary, in his sanctuary, the true tabernacle. Yeah. And then I show them that. Well, I'm going to have to study it. I'm going to have to get back with you, something they say.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's all about believing, brothers and sisters. In John 14:12, read that, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Amen.
See, this this hasn't stopped. You still have to believe on him. He became, he mm-hmm. was Jesus, the Word, and he became Christ, the Word. Got to believe on him, though. If you're mm-hmm. trying to believe on Jesus, you're believing in the flesh. But if you're believing in Christ, you're believing mm-hmm. in the Spirit. And that's where he wants you to be.
Yes. Amen.
See, once again, brothers and sisters, remember Jesus' words, he that believeth on me. I didn't say this. He said this. He that believeth mm-hmm. on me. The works that I do, shall he do also? Well, that's interesting. Yeah. Guess why? Because he said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So you're going to have the mind of Christ, and that's how you're going to do the work of Christ.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to bear the same kind of fruit. Nothing different. Fruits mm-hmm. of righteousness.
Fruits of righteousness.
Yeah.
And you got to believe it. For the law having a shadow of good things to come and not the very image of the things can never with those sacrifice which the offer by the continuance make the comers thereof perfect. For then mm-hmm. would they have ceased to be offered, but because that the worshipers once purged should have had no more conscience of sin. But in those sacrifices, there is remembrance again made of sin every year, for it is not possible that the blood of a bull or goat should take away your sin conscience. Hebrews 10:1-4. Hebrews 10:1-4. Because I want you to see that. See, that's the difference. Mm-hmm. People run up there every... You ever notice people go to the church every week? Some of the same people at the altar. They're sin conscience. They're not righteous conscience. If they was righteous conscience, get your butt up off your knees. Stand up. Come boldly before the throne of grace. You ain't got no business getting down. You're a royal priest, man. You're a royal priesthood. Now, the throne of God is not in a building. He tells you where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews 8:1-2. Hebrews 9:1. It's in... Man is in heaven. Where Christ is seated. That's our high priest. That's where we're to go.
Yeah.
But they won't teach you that. They're too busy trying to prove that you need to be in a building. Don't prove it to me. Prove it to yourself. Because I know what the Word of God says. it says that Christ is the end of the law. Now, for a better way of saying that, Christ is the end of the Old Testament. For a better way of saying that, Christ is the end of going to a building. Christ ended that.
Mm-hmm.
With the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer, he ended that mess. Just like he ended that stuff with the tithe. He ended that. He's the end of the law for righteousness. Mm-hmm. So if you're believing in righteousness, God's kind of righteousness, then that other stuff is past tense. You like, okay, that's been abolished. That's been abolished in his flesh. He took care of that. And you busy trying to resurrect it. You busy trying to prove every Sunday that there is a God. You don't have to prove there's a God. You don't have to do that. You don't have to go up there dressed up with your nice get up on, and you don't have to prove God. God will prove himself, bless God. All you got to do is direct people to God. That's your call. Direct them to God. That's all you got to do. And please let God have, because see, God knows what to say. He know what that person's need, just like each and every one of us. Because what I need, maybe Pastor won't need it.
Mm-hmm.
So Pastor hasn't been exposed to the things I've been exposed to.
Mm-hmm.
There's evangelist Pastor Marilyn. God may say, well, you know what? I need to handle her this way because she don't know anything about this. Even though Pastor Beasley went down this skid row, she don't know nothing about skid row. So I got to take her up that way through the palace. All we got to do is introduce God to people, brothers and sisters. And then take your hands off and let God do the rest.
Yeah. Amen.
I learn it every day, man. We gotta acknowledge that God is real. He's alive. You can't do it. Let him do it.
Amen.
You know, sister said to me that today, she said, you know, one plant and one water, but it take God to give the increase. Let him get an increase. You busy trying to get an increase.
Amen.
Too. You can't do that. Let him give the increase.
Yeah.
Our job is to sow the seed.
Amen.
And God will determine what ground is falling on. But
mm-hmm.
Go ahead and read that, Pastor.
Okay, Hebrews 10:1-4. From the Message Bible, Pastor?
Yes.
Okay. All right. The old plan was only a hint of the good things in the new plan, since that old law plan wasn't complete in itself. It couldn't complete those who followed it, no matter how many sacrifices were offered year after year. They never added up to a complete solution. If they had, the worshipers would have gone merrily on their way, no longer dragged down by their sins. But instead of removing awareness of sin, when those animal sacrifices were repeated over and over, they actually heightened awareness and guilt. The plain fact is that bull and goat blood can't get rid of sin. Amen, amen.
And honestly, people that go to church, it's a slap in the face. I mean, I'm just learning this stuff. It's a slap in the face to God. Because it's like, oh, you're not accepting my offering that I did through Christ? See, the only reason they were going up there anyway is to take their sacrifice. And go back to the 9th chapter, you'll see this. They took the blood of a bull, ox, the ashes of a heifer. That's why they went to the building, man. Know why they went. That's why they went.
Yeah.
It was almost like a slap in the face to God. God, why are you going up there with that stuff? Let me tell you what. Christ sacrificed for all, once and for all. that took care. Yeah. Well, I know that preacher. Well, if you know that, why are you still going to the building?
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen.
But I already know what happened. See, the 119th Psalm says, and I think it's the 30th verse, it says, the entrance of the words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. See, people don't want to be simple anymore. They don't want to be, well, I'll let you read that too, Pastor. When you get it, let me know. The 119th Psalm and the 30th verse. Brother and sister, let me tell you, there's a light there in the pathway. There's a light there, and you got to take it. And the light is the word of God. It says the entrance of the word giveth light. Let the word of God come in and let it take over. Let it, not you with all your scientific stuff and with all your degrees and with all your theological views and no, allow the word of God to come in and take over.
Mm-hmm.
You tried that yet, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay.
119 and verse 30.
No, 130.
Oh, I'm sorry, 130. Thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome.
130. Okay. Every word you give me is a miracle word. How could I help but obey? Break open your words. Let the light shine out. Let ordinary people see the meaning. Mouth open and panting. I wanted your commands more than anything. Amen.
Yeah. See, that's what the word of God does. See the word like this, and I'm going to be done for the day. See the word of God like this. The word is like a doorway. And when you open it up, it gives light. Or like a window. When you pull it up or you pull back the shade, it gives light. That's how you have to see the word of God. The word of God is like a doorway. When you open it up, it lets light in.
Yeah. Amen.
And it will help guide people, and they will understand. All you got to do is open it up and let the word of God. That's all you got to do is open it up, and the light's coming. I better say that one more time. Because I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm saying. I say, Pastor, if you open it up, the light coming in. See, God got a part to do, and we got a part to do. We just need to do our part. So Jesus said, they talking about how hungry they was and everything. Jesus said, what you got to eat? The little boy said, I got 2 fish, 5 bottles. Jesus said, well, you give it to me. In other words, you can't handle it. Give it to me. Let me handle it. So the disciples, y'all can't handle this. What you do, you go set the people down in rows of 50. So Jesus took bread and made bread.
He took fish and made fish.
The more fish he made, the more fish he had. You would think after feeding 5,000 hungry men, well, I mean, I don't even know how you preach that much. But see, that comes through believing. Jesus knew he believed that if he took that bread, the more he gives, the more he was going to have. And at the end of the day, he had 12 baskets left. Do the math. Do the math.
Yeah.
Do the math. It's about believing. Jesus believed that he's going to feed all 5,000 of men plus women and children and have 12 baskets left. Just do the math. The math is this. Since you can't do it, I'll tell you how to do it. Believe in him. Because, see, when you put your faith in him, he's going to make it happen. Don't you try to do another thing. Say, here, Lord, here's the fish. Here, Lord, here's the bread. You do it. I'm giving it to you. I ain't bothering with it no more. I'm giving it to you. But then don't you go over there trying to mess with it. Well, give me this piece of bread. Let me see. I need to tell you this. I need. No, you don't gave it to him. Let him work it out.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Okay. Anybody have anything they want to share? Press one, and we'll let you in. Anyone? Press one. We'll let you in. Anything to comment on today?
I just wanted to read that from the New Living Translation, Psalms 119 and verse 130. It says, the teaching of your word gives light, so even the simple can understand. Amen. Praise God.
Yeah, amen. The simple.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you make yourself or put yourself in the way of, Lord, I don't know. I need your wisdom. I need your understanding. When you put yourself in that predicament and you humble yourself, watch what God does. See, because you just became simple. And then God can do something with you.
All right. Amen.
But the word of God is going to give light. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is open it up.
Yes. Amen.
And
amen.
The simple can't understand it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? I want to thank all those again that joined us yesterday, and we had the technical trouble, especially Brother Robinson. I think Evangelist Ursula and Evangelist Pastor Marilyn, she told me she had tried to get on as well. But let me say this. If anything like that happened, that means is, God said, I want to speak to you personally. You can't get on.
Right.
Go open your Bible. I'm finna speak to you personally.
Mm-hmm. All right. Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise God.
It's gonna be a one-on-one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So know that you had the victory. You wasn't defeated. You had the victory.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
But there's nothing else. You have anything else, Pastor?
I was looking at Psalms 119 and verse 105 where it says, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Amen. And the New Living Translation said, your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. Amen.
I have a picture in my living room. And the Lord allowed me, when I first opened up an art gallery, the Lord said, you frame. This is the first thing you frame. And I framed the 119th Psalm and the 105th verse. And I framed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a lot of scriptures underneath of it because that's what I needed. I needed that became real to me. That really became real to me. That I needed the word of God to do exactly what it says it's going to do.
Yeah.
And trust me, brothers and sisters. All of that and some.
Amen. Praise God.
When he says that the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Understand, they didn't have electricity.
That's right.
And I don't know if you've ever been in the area where there's no electricity, but it's dark. It is dark. But he says that the word is a lamp unto his feet. You needed that to guide. See, people understood that then. And it was a light unto my pathway.
Yeah.
Couldn't go
Thanks
wrong.
The, Lord.
The lamp was under your feet. And what it did was really bring a light to your pathway. That's what it did. That's exactly what it does. So if you get somebody into the Word of God, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be a lamp. Mm-hmm. They'll be able to see. If you just, you know what, if we would just spend the rest of our time teaching people the importance of the Word, man, that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Because
the Word of God will guide you through God's principles. Not what you think, not what you feel, but what he's actually saying.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Well, if nothing else, we'll see you all.